Shortest message in the history of Walker Bible Baptist Church. And the reason why we're not eating today is because I don't feel good. Rachel has been out. She's not feeling good. So we're having an 11 o'clock service. And if anybody wants to know. Luke chapter 13. Luke chapter 13 is we're in the Word this morning. It's good to see Miss Karis back. I know she has been very, very sick and in a lot of pain. Continue to pray for her, if you would. Sister Rachel's in the emergency room right now. I'll be praying for her, and I know Caden's been sick. Ray's been sick a little bit also. I think we've all been sick to some point. The reason why I'm sick is because I come back from Florida. I got sick when I landed in Michigan. I'm just kidding. You know, Karis, I don't care. I don't care who wins or who loses, you know. But yes, ma'am, I don't even know what the score is. I don't even keep track of that stuff anymore. I used to be really bad about the NCAA tournament, and we'd have all the brackets and everything, and I've been in pools before and won them, and I don't even. Today's Super Bowl, I don't care. I'll probably watch a little bit of it because I still like watching grown men run into each other at 30 miles an hour. Thank you, sir. By the way, that's what tackling is. If I could ever show you, Miss Karis, remind me one day and I'll tackle you. But it really is. You're moving at about 20 miles an hour, and it's like a car crash. But football's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. Well, good morning, everyone. We had a lot of sunlight on Friday. I couldn't believe all the sunlight. We got all, that was all our sunlight for the month of February. But I was reading, and I did not know this. The city of Lansing on the earth is one of the most cloudy cities in the world.
Well, next to Seattle.
Yeah, Seattle's right up there. Of course, Seattle, it rains and it's cloudy all the time. Luke chapter 13. And please forgive me if I cough and hack my way through this. I will probably keep it short because I'm just not feeling good. I'm weak and I'm off balance. Kenny and Kyle, if I fall over, come help me up and then you can laugh. Okay? I'm good. I'm good for right now. Luke 13. And there were present at that season some that told him of the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. Pilate murdered these people. Destroyed them. Pilate is a very wicked man. When the Lord Jesus Christ stands before him, he says, I find nothing wrong. I find no fault in him. And the wife, she even has a dream that night, and she tells him, have nothing to do with this man. According to Josephus, the historian, Pilate's wife went back crazy, lost her mind after the Lord Jesus was crucified and arose again, and Pilate met a very, very untimely and hard death. I tell you what, friends, you don't play with God. You can't play that game. Ananias and Sapphira and Luke and Acts chapter 5, they tried to play that game. Y'all remember they sold their land and they were going to give it all to God, they said. And they kept back a portion for themselves. And they both wound up losing their lives right there in front of all the disciples. Now, it would have been fine if they'd have said, "We here's the portion that we want to give of all the goods." But the problem was they were arrogant about it, and they wanted people to think they were super spiritual. Verse number 2, and Jesus answering and said unto them, "Suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans, because they suffered such things? I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." Or those 18 upon whom the tower in Siloam fell and slew them, think ye they were sinners above all men that dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. For just a little bit, do you acknowledge that you're a sinner? I am. Father, help me, please. Lord God, it seems like when you get behind a pulpit, everything becomes better. Would you help me, Lord, in Jesus' name? Amen. Wow, what a passage. Now, we could have gone on and read more, because next is the parable of a certain man with a fig tree. And how they relate. In the book of Luke, you're going to find that the Lord Jesus is doing everything he can to get you and I to see him for who he is and for who we are. You're a sinner. Now, I know that men want to say I'm a saint, and I understand that. Being sanctified, I am a saint. But I like the terminology of a sinner saved by grace. That reminds me of where I come from and who I am. I'm just little David. Mom and Dad had, and I miss Dad. You know, I'm so glad I got to see him the day before. He kept telling me when I first walked in, I told you about it. David, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. A lot of cruelty there. But also a lot of great repentance there. You know, I think the struggle that we have in life is we do not want to admit to one another that we're wrong. Because of that arrogance and that silliness, foolishness, we miss out on a lot of blessings. We miss out on a lot of helps. Because we're sometimes not willing to get around people. I seen a couple on Facebook, Jamie, and you know who they are. And their son is a rodeo guy now, and I'm so proud of him. I can remember when we prayed for that, for those boys to be born. Because at that time, they could not have children. And they'd been married for a while and couldn't have children. And they lived next door to us, and they come over, and we began to pray. And well, the doctors found out why. Now they have three healthy boys. That's God's doing. It is amazing to me that they cannot bury the hatchet because they were good friends at one time. It's just amazing to me in life how many people hate you. How many people have wronged you but are unwilling to ask for forgiveness. We don't realize it, and we'll have a naive, clueless look when in reality, we are the problem. Now, it's not so much that we are the problem in order to be discouraged and depressed and whatever else, but it is that you're able to repent. Repent. Except ye repent, shall likewise perish. Now we do know that asking God to forgive us is of ultra importance. Now, please, and this is where the arguments begin. For salvation, Lord Jesus, you're the Savior. Save my soul and forgive me of my sin. Whether you like it or not, that's just the simplicity of salvation. Lord Jesus, I see you as the one who can save. And I need you to wash my sin away. I need you to make me whole. Please forgive me. Now, there's a lot of people that want to argue that asking God for forgiveness is a work. It's not a work of the flesh. It's a work of the Holy Spirit within your life. You as a human being will not ask for forgiveness because you're too stubborn. We are too arrogant. And we cannot see the error in our way. The Bible says that you do err. You do err not knowing the Scriptures. The Bible tells us that if we know the Scriptures, it'll keep us from sin. So those two thoughts in mind, I'd say it's probably a gift of the Holy Spirit that you and I would even see ourselves as wicked and ask Him to forgive us. By the way, please grab hold of this one. Just because you're saved doesn't mean you don't sin. We all still sin. trying to get up today, and because tomorrow I'm supposed to have a colonoscopy, but praise the Lord, God worked it out. We ain't got to worry about it tomorrow. You know what I mean? I'd say that's a blessing. Amen? I just pray that I can get better so I can have the knee done. I'm going to tell you what, y'all. I'm looking so forward to that knee being done. And every time it hurts, Lord Jesus, would you forgive me for not taking care of this temple? Lord Jesus, would you forgive me for putting sugar in it and how that it destroys the tendons and ligaments in my body? Lord Jesus, would you forgive me for not taking care of this temple that the Holy Spirit's given me? I don't know about y'all, but I can't wait to get out of this body. Have you ever noticed as you get older, you become more of an orchestra? Am I right? Your knees crick and your knuckles crick and your shoulders pop and your back pops and God forbid between your ears pops. Have you ever noticed, and Brother Joe used to always say this, that we were made upside down. Your nose runs and your feet smell. Hey, beloved, God has fearfully and wonderfully made us. And I tell you, when you know you're wrong, it's very simple. Ray, would you forgive me? Lord Jesus, would you forgive me? Because there ought to be forgiveness this way, and there ought to be forgiveness this way. That forgiveness ought to be between you and God, absolutely. Now, I understand from Scripture, I have to forgive you whether you ask for forgiveness or not. Did you know that God will not forgive you till you ask Him forgiveness? He can't. You have to ask Him to forgive you. And I think what's such a shame is we have an arrogance and a pride to us that we're afraid to tell Him, Lord, would you forgive me for that wicked thought I just had? Lord, would you forgive me for the attitude I just had? I'm going to tell you right now, y'all, Saturday morning when I woke up in Summerfield, Florida, it was 64 degrees. And when I landed, it was 24 degrees. I was not a happy camper. I asked, Lord, forgive me. I don't know about you, but I'd rather be in some warm temperatures. So I get in the shower twice a day, and I turn the water on just about as hot as I can stand it. And I just stand there a minute so I can get some heat. If you're not careful, you have a bad attitude about everything. And you'll need forgiveness. He mentions two examples here. First of all, Pilate killing those men. And the second one is the Tower of Siloam fell. And so the tower fell because possibly it was not well made, poorly constructed. Then Pilate, because of the wickedness of man's heart, killed those people. There's a lot of things that happen in our nation, in our world, that are along those two lines. Poorly constructed or the wicked heart. You don't realize it, but you ought to ask forgiveness for your wicked heart. How do I know this wicked? Jeremiah 17:9 says that the heart is desperately wicked. Who can know it? Wait a minute. I'm not desperately wicked. Oh, yes, you are. Well, I'm saved, washed in the blood. Amen. You are a Christian. But you're wicked. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. It ought to be on our lips. Margie, forgive me. Asking each other to forgive each other. And then with a tender heart and with a love for God, forgiving one another. Oh, if we had a bunch of that, people would want the church again. Did y'all hear me? We have so much fighting and bickering amongst the church house. People wanting to be in charge. I done told you, if you want to be in charge, I'll give you the keys. I ain't got a problem with that. I'm tired of being in charge. Somebody else do it for a while. Being in charge ain't a whole lot of fun. Oh, but I like the position and I like the power. Yeah, well, you ain't going to like the pay. And you're going to get to a point where you love people and you hate people at the same time. Y'all ever do that? Am I the only human that does that? Love people and hate people at the same time? Oh, I'm telling you. Right now, I'm hating on the Chicago Bears. They can't make a decision. And then Detroit Lions, they can't make a decision. Oh. And the Tigers are looking good in spring training. See, a lot of these little things They bug us and bother us and they ought not. Lord, forgive me. When was the last time you spent 30 minutes before God asking Him to show you what you need to be forgiven of? That's our problem. We don't want to see it. I'm sure that when that tower come down, whoever built it did not want to be anywhere near it. When Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices in verse number 1, when he shed their blood, Pilate was arrogant. Look at me. Now in that, Pilate might have been even joyous and happy. Beloved, I don't know how you can kill human beings by poorly constructed buildings. I don't see how the evil of the heart would want people killed, but that's what happens. Pilate here is a great example of communism. You realize that, right? It's been around for years and years and years, just called different things. When was the last time you spent 30 minutes asking God to forgive you? Lord, would you help me because I don't know what I need to be forgiven of? Would you show me? Show me, Lord, what in my life am I not forgiven of? I'll just sit here and shut up. And Lord Jesus, you talk to my heart. Yes, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me, Lord. Sometimes I don't feel like I've been that good a grandpa to my grandkids. Of course, they live 30 miles away and 5 miles away. I will have to say that having 4 grandsons is hard to try to give them equal time and equal hugs and things like that. But you got to make an effort. So I'll say, Lord Jesus, would you forgive me? Because Grandpa Bill made all kind of time for me. He would come down to get me in that old black van he had. He'd take me up to the house there and they lived in Paris. And we work out in a garage or we work down in the basement. And now I know why Grandpa did that, because I just like having my grandsons around. Tommy's been around the last 4 or 5 days. He and I went to a golf show. I took him to his first golf show. Got free golf balls. There was some pretty cool stuff there. Pretty cool people. And I had somebody give me a set of clubs that's going to be perfect for him. And we had us a good time. I don't even remember where we went to eat. Where'd we go eat, boy? I forget. Oh, that's right. You had a hot dog, and then we made it home. He had a hot dog at the concessions. You know, just having them around is a blessing. Yeah. Well, beloved, I'll not go too much more. Except you repent, you shall likewise perish. Without repentance, you will die and you will live eternally in hell. Do you understand that? But if you'll believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll have everlasting life. That's why, Brother Josh, I truly believe in that word believe there is, Lord Jesus, save my soul and forgive me of my sin. Had some Church of Christ boys say, well, you know, it's not a prayer. No, but it's a heart condition. Lord God, I know I'm unsaved. I know, Lord Jesus, you're not my Savior. Save my soul and forgive me of my sin. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. I truly believe repentance is a fruit of the Holy Spirit working in your life to be saved. Believing on King Jesus. When you finally see Him on His throne as the Savior for you and I. Well, He gets us through it, don't He? It's amazing what He gets us through. Sister Rachel's up at the emergency room right now, hurting. I've not been feeling too good, but that don't matter. We'll plow through. But to see my dear sister hurting. When Jamie has gone, and Jamie's had to do colonoscopies more often because of her family history. And there's nothing I can do to help her through it. And it breaks my heart. Beloved, our heart ought to be so tender our heart ought to be in so in tune with God's heart that immediately after we sin, there ought to be a God forgive me. Did you read your Bible yesterday? No, did you study your Bible? Did you pray without ceasing yesterday? Right then and there are two sins. I don't know about you, but I do have a problem praying 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I do. But it's amazing to me how God will bring me to my knees, bring me to a moment of prayer, whether I'm driving or in the store or sitting at the house. A lot of times I will call people and the Lord put their name on my heart and I'll pray them for them, and then I'll text them or call them, I love you, praying for you. Without repentance, you will perish. Lord Jesus, forgive me. There's everlasting life in that. Father, thank you for the word. Thank you, Lord. I don't feel good. Would you please raise me back up? Lord, help Rachel this morning. And there's so many others to pray for, God. Lord God, I don't have my list in front of me, but I know Micah gave me a prayer. Chris even gave me somebody to pray for. Pray for Pops. He needs that prayer, God. Of course, I know Chris does too. Well, Lord, as we walk away from this service today, I pray you've been glorified and praised, and we have worshiped you, broke the bread open to eat, and most of all, King Jesus, glorified you. Thank you for your word. Help us to be repentant. Please help us to not be arrogant, foolish, but willing to ask forgiveness. I love you. Thank you for this day in Jesus' name. Amen. We all... Let's go home.